Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The next stop on this week's Friday Rundown is a look at the work of a hometown artist, a Queens native, Anthony Benedetto. If the name sounds vaguely familiar, it's because he's got another gig, everybody. He's a 20-time Grammy Award-winning singer. Spoiler alert, Anthony Benedetto is one and only Tony Bennett's birth name, and it's also the name he uses when he shows his watercolor landscapes and ink drawings. A lifelong painter, Bennett has been taking classes at the Art Students League of New York for more than a decade. The institution is now featuring his work in a show titled The Art of Tony Bennett / Anthony Benedetto, which is on display until January 11th, 2020. Here now to discuss the show is Tony Bennett's instructor, Frank L. Porcu. Did I say that right?
You got it.
All right. He's a sculptor, an anatomist, and a painter who teaches at the Art Students League. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how have you seen Tony Bennett's work shift during his course of taking classes?
Well, it's funny, my work and Tony's work shifted as we worked together, because it was interesting to find out that brushstrokes are not just brushstrokes to Tony, mm-hmm. they're notes. And in the conversations that we had in his private lessons, as well as the lessons in class, is that we had great conversations regarding how to sort of change the intonation of a note, where he would explain to me and say, you know, oh, do you hear this music? You know, it wouldn't sound the same if we didn't change the end of the way that word sounded, you know, and that's almost like a note. So we can, that note related to a brushstroke, we're going to change the color or the tone, right?
The depth or the consistency. Yeah,
exactly.
That's so interesting. So it sounds like you're more than just a teacher-student relationship, that you have sort of a it goes beyond that.
Well, I have to give that to Tony, because he's the most benevolent, you know, someone says, you know, unstarstruck, you know what I mean, or someone who is affected by stardom. You know, he's a guy from Queens, and he welcomed me in such a benevolence into his world, where he would say to me, hey, Frank, you know, we're going to go to a jazz club, and I would call up my wife and say, I'm going to be late tonight. Can you believe where I'm going? And, you know, he invited me in, and then he would ask me one day, you know what, have you seen this collection? Why don't you come down? We're going to go, you know, let's go. I want to take you to this collection, you know, and I want to take you to this museum show. And that's something that I wouldn't expect from someone of his stature.
He was one of my very first on-camera television interviews that I ever did, and he was so gracious.
Unbelievably
gracious. Like, he truly is the person you see on television, and that's him. He's just
a
lovely
true.
Man.
Real. And, you know, and also when he brought me into his studio and asked, you know, and said, well, what do we need? I said, well, we need to modify this and modify mm-hmm. that. And he was open to, at 90 years old, to say to me, do whatever we need to do. Cover the windows. Let's change this. Let's change that. You know, and we sculpted his buddy, Harry Belafonte. That was his first sculpture bust.
Wow.
Under my tutelage. And he did a great job.
What are some of the subjects he focuses on in his portraiture?
I think, again, a lot of it has to do with his past, and a lot of it has to do with the music industry, mm-hmm. And trying to find that connection, I think, with the medium. You know, because in the classroom, of course, it's isolated. It's isolated from meaning or from where you're coming from. You know, what you're bringing to it from your life, mm-hmm. and I think it's important to Tony not only to do, you know, landscapes of places that he visits on tour, right, which is bringing his life into the medium, mm-hmm. and as well also portraits of individuals in his life, right, which in a way is another way of explaining and illustrating, right, in a different way. Like I designed a design maquette for a portrait of him. And I included one muse, the silent muse. He has all these other muses, right? And then one silent muse. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what painting provides for him is, again, I don't want to speak for him directly, but I think it provides for him the silent muse to express himself in another way.
Now, you described for us how his music influences art and how you can think about his music and his art together. How do you think his art may have influenced his music, now that you know about him as an artist and you've heard him as a musician?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to say because I'm not a musician myself. So that's really hard to say. But what I can conjecture, I guess, mm-hmm. is to say that the conversations that we had at the museum and also in studio, I would like to think that, because these were ongoing conversations regarding the connection between a word and how it's enunciated, mm-hmm. and a brushstroke or a color or a tone or a value, as you said it. So I think the anatomy of a painting is the same as the anatomy of a song. And he's just not the type of musician that everyone, if someone writes a song for him, which is what I learned, he's just not reading notes. He's interpreting those notes. And also he's interpreting, again, the landscape that he's seeing, and also interpreting the relationships that he has via music and also via what? Visual art. And I think that was, I would like to think that that's the connection that we had.
My guest is Frank Porcu. We're talking about the art of Tony Bennett, Anthony Benedetto, which is on display at the Art Student League through January 11th. So what prompted the show? What will we see in the show?
Well, you're going to see one work, his portrait of Duke Ellington, which was donated by Tony to the Smithsonian, as well as, and that was donated to celebrate Duke's 110th birthday, and also his painting of Central Park, which is also part of the Smithsonian collection. And I think that there's another one, a portrait of Ella Fitzgerald as well in the Smithsonian collection. So, but the one people should come down and see is the portrait of Duke Ellington in the Central Park, which is outstanding. Outstanding.
What is it about them that make them an excellent work, you think? Just objectively.
I think, again, I find that it's very difficult to have a student, especially at someone who's coming, coming into art from another profession, to be able to facilitate the lessons in the classroom into their work so quickly. And that's something I think that Tony was very open to, especially at an older age, where he's saying to me, someone at 90 years old coming to me and saying, I want to learn how to sculpt, I've never done it before. And then listening to me like someone who's a seasoned student who understands that they need to, in a way, subvert their own feelings and ego and understanding, how to learn. This is someone who doesn't have to be taught how to learn, whereas adults, as you know, and this is a celebration, I think, of the man, because he taught me that doesn't have to be a day where you stop learning how to learn, where every day of his life is a new lesson. And I could be his great grandson and I'm his teacher now. That's surreal. How could you look at me that way, in respect? Well, he said to me, no, I'm learning from you, and let's go. And we would go to the museum, spend hours, go back to the studio, spend hours. And unstoppable. He would just not sit down. I wouldn't sit down either. And it was just the energy and the care for learning blew me away.
So if you go to the show, you get to see some art and you get a little inspiration too, it sounds like.
Yes.
Name of the show is The Art of Tony Bennett / Anthony Benedetto. It's on display at the Art Students League through January 11th. Frank Porcu, thank you so much for coming to the studio and filling us in on all of this.
Oh, great. I'm glad to contribute.
This is All of It on WNYC. On the way, WNYC culture editor Jay Venasco fills us in on things to do in and around the city this weekend, including the first signs of holiday cheer. It's a segment we call The Get Out. We'll be right back.